Samuel Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. So the CDC was caught quietly tracking people who didn't get the COVID jab. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. Thought you should know that those who haven't been vaxxed are going to be tracked as well as those who have received the vaccinations. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention quietly introduced a new program, this was last year, to track people who have not been vaccinated, actually 2 years ago at the beginning, who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 after they visit a doctor or go to a hospital, according to documents and a video highlighted by the National File but published back in 2001. In September 2001, the ICD-10, which is the International Classification of Diseases, ICD-10 Coordination and Maintenance Committee, I don't know how did this committee, well, how was it formed? A committee? Well, pharmaceutical companies. Naturally, they held a meeting to discuss the new International Classification of Diseases, the 10 codes, that the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics wanted to be created for marking people as partially vaccinated for COVID-19, unvaccinated for COVID-19, and other under immunization status. ICD-10 codes stored in the patient's health records are used by doctors to categorize patients and insurance providers for billing. Well, true, they do want their money. Pay me my money. Definitely. But it's not just about that. There's a deeper objective, a greater, more sinister, diabolical objective. Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is in a little bit. Hold on. So the International Classification of Diseases, the CM codes, 10 CM codes, were introduced by the Center for Disease Control to track patients who are not vaccinated. Again, partially vaccinated, those who fall under the other under immunization status category. The ICD-10 committee said that those who had adverse reactions to a vaccine in the past would be categorized as unvaccinated. So, in other words, you get vaccinated, and they're saying that you would be categorized as unvaccinated or partially vaccinated, even if they cannot get other vaccines or boosters. So in other words, what I'm understanding is that you get the shot and you're still basically unvaccinated or partially vaccinated, even if you can't get the other vaccines or boosters. Now, the new codes were implemented in April 2022. During the current time of the COVID-19 pandemic, immunizations have been provided to protect many people, but there is interest in being able to track people who are not immunized or only partially immunized. So, okay, let's talk about something sinister. I've talked about this in previous programs for the last 9 months. The matter of a new species of humans, from Homo sapien to Homo sapien plus some other creature, Homo sapien like pig or spider or who knows, or Homo sapien plus some biological synthetic parasite, or Homo sapien plus a new DNA from other synthetic creatures. I'm trying to think of all the classes that I could put in here, and I'm having a tough time. So in other words, Homo sapien plus man-made, or Homo sapien plus regular beasts of the field. Now, why are they wanting to track the vaxxed and the unvaxxed and the partially vaxxed? Because mankind is being transformed into another species, or contaminated to add another DNA to the DNA of Homo sapien. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. before, chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
In the world of cloning, there's a term that I'm starting to see repeated, genesis. The word genesis, meaning beginning. The beginning of something new. A genesis of a new form of human. Or a clone. Or a human plus something. Or something plus human. So, how many people have received the vaccinations? Those that have received one vaccination, they are in the process of being transformed into human plus. Those who have been double vaxxed, what I'm saying is the process of being transformed, transhumanism has begun. But at a slow pace with one vaccination, but with two having the booster, the process is accelerated. But having a third, the process, you see what I'm saying? It continues to accelerate with each booster. The process of being cloned into something else is moving rapidly. How far along are these individuals that have had one vaccination or a vaccination initially plus a booster or a second booster or a third booster? And then those that are going to have the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, if they don't die. The process accelerates. Transhumanism. Then how about those who have not had the vaccination, but have been affected or are being affected by, infected by people who have had the vaccinations. Now, the critical period when someone is vaccinated, there's a 2-week period where they are, it's like if they are in the middle of the beginning of a serious cold or sickness. It's in that 2-week period where they are shedding. They are off-gassing. They are something is changing in their body. Their body is fighting. It is all of your immune system has gone into high alert, and so in your system you are incubating. You are pregnant with something that is your whole system, all your organs, your heart, your brains, your blood system, everything, your circulatory system is affected, infected. That is when the people who have not been vaccinated, you can be around these individuals and you can be affected. You can, by touch, shake, by handshake, or, they blow their nose, they sneeze, it's aerosol. Or you can actually physically touch someone and you're going to have a transferring of body fluids, things of that nature. And the process, you might say, begins also, but at a very slow rate, a crawl, so to speak. But it has begun. And your immune system will begin to kick into defense mode. And you can tell. People that have been around, people that have been vaccinated, they can tell. They just don't feel 100%. Even if you don't feel, as we get older, we can tell when we're not 100%. If we're, let's say, 90%, something, we can just sense that something's trying to catch us. That comes with experience. But the objective of these individuals that put together the viruses, and not just in the recent past, not in the last 3, 4, 5 years, but that have been doing this for 100 years, they document everything. One, you know, Alzheimer's, governments don't get Alzheimer's. Everything that was done in Nazi Germany, everything was documented somewhere on this planet. Nothing was lost. Nothing that was done with all the sadistic, evil, criminal crimes, nothing was lost. All of that was documented. Russia, the United States, England, the other nations went into Germany as quickly as possible to try to, yes, take the gold, but the what was really valuable was a documentation on many, in many fronts. How did they deceive the German people? How did they get the German people to go along with the objectives, the plans? How did they brainwash them? What kind of individuals were these that were working in the different labs that were performing the experiences or the experiments? Everything was documented. With what has been unleashed in the world, with the virus and with what is following, the vaccinations, is being documented. It won't be lost. Governments do not get Alzheimer's. These big pharmaceutical companies, everything is being recorded, documented on a computer, and then they have backup computers that back up computers that back up computers. Nothing is going to be lost. And the whole, all of the medical profession in this country, every single clinic, hospital, doctor, physician, they are part of an apparatus. And that apparatus, they may not be actually involved in creating what is in these vaccinations, but they are documenting. They are part of a system. They can't, you have to go along with it. You can't work in that. The nurses, everyone, everything's being documented. And what is in all this documentation, what is the most valuable is, yes, how many deaths, the sicknesses, these the types of sicknesses, what happens to the individuals, how does it affect the brain, how does it affect the heart, how does it affect the blood? All of that's being documented. But also, more importantly, is the transformation process from human to something, human plus something else. That is what is the most important statistic, the most important documentation, is how quickly are people changing? Is it going to take a year? Down, let's say, at a 3-month period, where are they in that process? 6 months, 9 months, a year, every quarter, or monthly. You go to the doctor, and they ask you, have you received your vaccinations? If you haven't, it's documented, and it goes into a database somewhere, and they know who you are. If you've had one, 2 or 3, then that's with the vaccinations. What about the jab up the, or what about the swab up the nose? That's a whole new classification, because in the swabs were the DNA of insects, and it was cloning. It was a cloning device. So you have two devices mainly that I am aware of, other than maybe what they spray in the atmosphere. One is injected, is in your system immediately. But the other, the cloning device, adding DNA through a swab, that begins the cloning the plans. That begins the process, the cloning process also. This was a procedure with the jabs or with the swabs up the nose. It was not to test for whether you had COVID. It wasn't what that was not what that was. It was a technique. It was a procedure to infect the individual with DNA from insects right up at that thin membrane that goes into your brain. It was a cloning technique, cloning procedure. In the country and worldwide, in the third world nations, they have no idea of what I'm visiting with you about. Many of you in this audience, you're aware of most of what I'm talking about. The vaxxed are further ahead in the process than the unvaxxed. Those that have been vaxxed 2, 3, 4 times are even further ahead than those that have been vaxxed one time. Those that are affected by the shedding, they're in the process too, but at a crawl. But there's still the process, I believe, has begun. Contact, aerosol. Then the other thing, too, is within each city, you have the city waste department. I don't know if you would say these are professional technicians that test the sewer. Let's say coming out of, I was reading an article, coming out of the main system of waste coming out of the University of Colorado. Everything eventually, all the dorms, all of the buildings, everything, and eventually you can go to different areas depending on, let's say, one of the housing and the sewer coming out of there before it hits the main trunk. They can test, and and the tests that they take, they can see what is in the sewer, the sewage. What type of, they have the test to see, is it a high concentration of whatever it is in the virus that they test for? Then they can go to each dorm to see which dorms have a higher percentage of individuals that have had or that do have COVID. They can go to the buildings, you know, the science department. They can go to the labs. They can go wherever. Then within the city itself, they can take tests from each section of the city. Those in the areas of the very high-end homes, the wealthy, then the middle class. You know, you go to the lower income areas, and they can test. Now, that's testing for the vaccinations. Now, what if, which I believe they do have, an indicator to see how many people have actually received the vaccinations? So you can go to a blue state, the blue states, whatever the government says, they jump to it. The red states, they're testing in the red states, much lower percentage, or however they do the testing. You're going to have high test results in the blue states, low test results of the vax in red states. So what do they have to do? Target red states. The propaganda isn't working in red states, but it's very effective in blue states. This is the way they do this. They look at individuals, the Hispanic community, an Asian community. You can do that easily in San Francisco. The Asian community, you'll see that the...
Friends, this is Bradley Dean.
You'll see that in San Francisco, there'll be less... Probably of vaccinated Chinese people than than the white upper, the wealthy. We'll be back.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360khnc.com.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
So I do have, I wanted to say that briefly that the Russians, the Russian government, the military is about to, they are on the verge of a great victory which is going to change everything in Ukraine. They're right on the verge. They're about to take a central area, a centralized area where it's vital for Zelensky and the CIA and this country, U.S. military, the British equivalent to the CIA, NATO, nations, everyone, the Five Eyes nations, everyone that is pumping money, time, energy, people into that slaughterhouse. There is Russia's about right on the verge of a great victory that's going to change everything. But I'm talking about what's going to change the whole world. It is what these wicked people have set in motion. Now, I talked about a program that I played, that's been played, actually, I'd listened to over this station on the weekends, Dr. Arianna Love, Stu Peters, and she had found the documentation that men and women, before having children that have been vaccinated, and I will finish the thought, the children that are born, according to the NIH, the documentation, this is not hyperbole, this is not conspiracy, this is documentation, the black and the white, from the National Institute of Health. The children are not human. That is very disturbing. Not human. Now, the individuals, male and female, having one vaccination, the child will be affected, but not as severely as someone, male and female, the couple, that have had the vax, a vaccination, and maybe a second booster. So three, total of three shots. The child born will be much more affected than the child that is born if the parents have had only one injection. But according to the National Institute of Health, the child is not classified as Homo sapien. It is classified as other. Now, what other may be? Other what? This is what is happening. Now, with these children that are not human, they are much stronger. They are able to hold their neck, their head up out of the birth canal. They seem to be very distant. They don't have the same soulish, the same natural tendencies of the soul, which would be the mind, emotion, and will. It's like their mind is fine, but emotionally there's no attachment to humans. Their attachment seems to be more toward cameras, things that are technology. They don't pay much attention to the people holding them. What is going to happen? Let's say, starting today, there are 10,000 of these children in the United States that are born that are not human. These parents, should they want to adopt these children out, who is going to want to adopt them? Who's going to end up taking care of them? These are things that I'm thinking about, but I know the government has already figured this whole thing out. I have to believe that they have, 10 years ago, have begun to think about what will happen once this program, this experiment, is set in place and is now in motion. What will happen to these? Who wants these children? As they develop, as they get older, I know that By a year of age, they're walking. They're very strong. They can climb. But again, emotionally, they seem to be detached. Didn't mean that they're some, it appears, are very highly intelligent. The others are not as intelligent as we would classify intelligence. They seem to be a little slow. Another thing is, with these children, because they're not human, it appears as if they have a very acute awareness of another realm, of another world. They are tuned in. They have abilities, occult abilities. And people around some of these, you've heard the term the black-eyed children. Well, these children with the completely black eyes, they seem to have a presence about them that is very frightening. People don't like to be around them. They're frightening. What's going to happen? We'll be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
I didn't mean to shock you. Cactus and I were out. We were talking. We were taking a drive and visiting. And we were talking. We discussed these type of things because this is real. This is the world that we're in. This is the world that is coming. This is a world you can't ignore. You can't ignore it. And she's pretty disturbed about it. And I'm disturbed about it. But what do? What we see, you know, we're looking at, and we've watched, or as I research, looking at some of the things I'm presenting to you, like research from Stu Peters and Dr. Arianna Love, Ruby, and an attorney. I wish I had his name in front of me. Todd Callender. Todd Callender, in his research, he has followed what the military has been doing with the soldiers since about 2001 or 2005. With the shots, they are changing the DNA of the soldiers. And many soldiers that have had these vaccinations, they are different. And the way that the government, the military, has talked, they talk about these people are being changed into what is called the Homo Borg Genesis. Not homosexual. No, forget that. Like Homo sapien. Homo Borg Genesis. Borgs. Like on Star Trek. Not a human-like, but not human. This is a great experiment the world is in right now, being transformed from human to Borgs or to cyborgs. The products in these vaccinations are actually Bluetooth qualities, people that are dead. They're giving out a Bluetooth a signal that can be picked up by a cell phone, stating that the Bluetooth is available. And with the graphene oxide and all the other things in what is in these vaccinations, is a way in which to change, to eliminate Homo sapien bombs. Nukes, famines, all these other means of destroying mankind in the Bible, and even this matter of destroying mankind by changing mankind's DNA. And then let's say that you have just had you've been affected just through shedding. And you're married, you haven't had any children, and you decide to start having children. Is just the male and the female, the husband and wife, or the male and the female, because some people don't get married. Let's say they have a child. What is in them is naturally going to be in that child, but it will be probably not as pronounced. All of these things, trust me, you don't have to trust me, but you better trust me on this. The government, pharmaceutical companies, they're being paid. There's big money going out to document and to keep that documentation. Nothing is going to be lost to see what and how quickly, who is being affected and how quickly individuals are being affected in this transformation process, this transhumanism from human to human plus. And even you could just say natural DNA from a natural creature, that's one thing. But it's a whole new dynamic when you have parasites that have been created that end up in your bloodstream or other Hydras is what they call them. These things are created. They're not created in the environment. They're created in a lab. Probably most of them outside of this country. But now you know that it was many of these experiments, these whatever they're doing is outside of the country, but now they're going to do it in the country. Why? Because the American people now have been psychologically programmed to basically ignore, not pay attention to, they don't care, and that's why here on the station, like yesterday on Brian's program, the guest that he had on talking about what they're going to do, the new research facility that they're trying to build, and they probably will in Fort Collins, experimenting on bats like they did in Ukraine. Why spend the money doing it overseas, trying to hide it underground, when you can bring it right here to Colorado, put it in northern Colorado at the university at the Aggies, and do it above ground cheaper, in the site, in the open? Nothing is going to be hidden, Christ said. Nothing's going to be hidden. It's all going to be made known. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And I keep forgetting, but if you would like to help support me on the Present Truth, you can generally people will support with, and for all that have been supporting me, thank you very much. And through check or money order or other means, make out your checks or your support, make it known that it's to Rick Rodriguez, just to me personally, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, here in Colorado, 80534. Thank you. So why go to Ukraine when you can put the same facility right here at the top of the world, at the great mountain in this nation that was once great, and do research. And then just like in the Jurassic Park, a helicopter is going to fall out of the sky and go through the roof, and all the bats are going to get away, and the people of America are all going to die. Every man, woman, and child is going to die because of bat disease. They're going to, like the vampires, they're going to suck your blood. You know something? Actually, if you've been vaccinated, these little mammals with black wings, black head, and black beady eyes, I doubt they're even going to bite you. I don't think they would even want to drink your blood. They won't do it. Why? Because they're going to understand contamination. These are little critters are sharp. These little guys, you know, they make a living out of flying at night using sonar, radar, NEXRAD, Doppler, HARP. They use all of that technology. That's where we got it from, those little guys. You know, and the thing is, they go after everything, that little flies, that they're going to starve to death. There's not much food out there for them. They got to keep them in this facility to feed them. They're going to starve to death once they get out. CDC was caught quietly tracking people who didn't get the COVID jab. Mankind is going to be tracked to see how quickly they morph from a Homo sapien into some other creature. Human plus, or who knows? This is a world that Christ said would exist at the end of the world, so frightening, so terrifying, a world that would be dysfunctional. The leaders of the nations would be AB normal. They would be mad, and these scientists in these laboratories, these bio labs, whatever you call them, these people are mad scientists. They are the children of Frankenstein. They have no conscience, most of them. Those that do grow a conscience, they seem to get the flu. They get the flu and they can't recover from it. Like, you know, a shotgun blast twice to the torso. They have enough strength to shoot themselves, not die, and shoot themselves again, and the second one does a trick. These people get the flu, the forever flu, if they grow a conscience. But most of these individuals, I did a program years ago in 2001 where the Bible said that men would create creatures that were not created in the Garden of Eden. We have been there for 30, 40, 50 years. See you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk tomorrow.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.